This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling Communist Party Secretariat meeting agrees on strengthening party unity by resolving intra-party problems. President Vidyadevi Bhandari meets with the Communist Party Chairman too. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says talks of change in government baseless. Monsoon to become active again from today. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges people to remain alert. And coronavirus cases worldwide reach 14.42 million. Now the news in detail. The ruling Communist Party has decided to hold further consultations to sort out the internal crisis on the basis of consensus. According to the party spokesperson Narengaji Shrestha, the Communist Party Secretariat meeting convened at the Prime Minister's residence at Balwatar yesterday held discussions on addressing the resolving the internal crisis of the party on the basis of consensus to address the present national need. According to spokesperson Shrestha, the meeting came to the conclusion to hold more discussions to remove the crisis of the party to work as per the people's mandate. He shared that in the meeting, party chairman K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda and other members of the party secretariat agreed to move ahead by doing homework for defending the party unity and for fulfilling the responsibility given to the party by the nation and people by finding a way out of the present party crisis on the basis of consensus. Spokesperson Shrestha said that the crisis seen in the party would be sorted out based on consultations between the two chairmen. He also said that discussions were ongoing to settle the diverse issues of the party through discussions. On the occasion, Shrestha shared that no formal proposal was made over the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli from the post of Prime Minister and Party Chairman. As agreed, the scheduled meeting of the Party Standing Committee is going to meet at 3 p.m. today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Nepal Communist Party Chairman K.P. and another chairman, Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, have held talks with President Vidyadevi Bhandari. President Bhandari met the party's two chairmen at the presidential palace Sital Niwas yesterday, right after wrapping up the party secretariat meeting. During the meeting, discussions were held on contemporary issues of the country. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said that talks of the change in government is baseless. Minister Gyawali said this while addressing a program organized to hand over the PCR machine to Resunga municipality in Tamgas of Gulmi district yesterday. On the occasion, the minister, who is also the standing committee member of the ruling Communist Party, said if anyone had thought that there would be a revolt in the Communist Party and the party would meet with an accident, then this thought would turn to be false. Stating that the Communist Party's unity was linked to many issues like the country's constitution, the democratic system, national unity and the struggle for national dignity, he said the present government was capable of fulfilling the people's mandate. Additional 103 corona-infected people in the country returned home yesterday after recovery. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said after 103 people got discharged from various isolation centres yesterday, the number of people recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 11,637. As per the ministry, 66.5% corona-infected people have recovered from the infection and returned home. Moreover, 57 additional corona cases were detected yesterday while carrying out 3,331 PCR tests. With this, the total number of corona cases in Nepal has reached 17,502. As per the latest update, only 5,825 cases are active in the country. The stakeholders have stressed on the effective implementation of the monetary policy unveiled on Thursday by the Nepal Rashtra Bank, stating that the policy was an encouraging one. Speaking in the virtual interaction session organized by the Nepal Economic Journalist Society yesterday, the speaker said the monetary policy had stressed on loan expansion, the compulsory financial investment in the small and cottage industries, which would be relief to the private sector. Vice Chairman of the Nepal Chamber Chamber of Commerce, Kamlesh Agarwal stated that the policy had included 75% suggestions of private sector and believed that it would be instrumental in strengthening and reviving national economy. The Department of Meteorology and Hydrology has urged the general public to adopt high alertness as the monsoon has been forecasted to become active again from today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged the people of vulnerable areas to remain alert as there were possibilities of floods and landslides. Due to floods and landslides following incessant rainfall, various incidents of physical and human losses have been reported across the country, raising further risk as rivers and streams swelled. Due to the mudslides at Thakani of Melamchi Municipality, Ward No. 4 in Sindhupalchak District, a house was swept away and 12 houses at Amale have been completely damaged due to the landslide. Possible landslips have also put 60 houses at Amale, Dara, Katheri and surrounding areas at high risk. The victims of the landslides were rescued by local representatives and the armed police force team deputed at Sindhuli Tunnel. Nepali Congress Melamchi Municipality President Madhusudan Sigdal said efforts were on for alternative settlements for the victims. Likewise, rivers in Kailali have swelled, heightening the risk to the settlement on the river basin. With this, the local administration has urged the locals of Kandra, Khutia, Kada, Patharaya and surrounding settlements to remain alert. In Kailali itself, 12-year-old Manabi Chaudhary of Khodaghori Municipality drowned while fishing in a canal. Likewise, Dev Bahadur Mukhiya of Sandikharka Municipality has gone missing after he was swept by the Ridi Khola at Chahara Rural Municipality in Palpa District. The Palpa police have said that the search of the missing one was underway. Similarly, a 9-year-old child from Turma Khanda Rural Municipality of Attam District has gone missing as she was swept away by the Karnali River. The Attam police said search of the missing girl was ongoing. The dead body of 10-year-old Prachanda Chalaune from Barikot Ward No. 6 in Jajalkot District has been found in Peri River after 10 days. Likewise, Bhakta Bahadur Sunar, who was badly injured in the same landslide, has been uplifted to Surkhet after 10 days of the incident. In the same incident, 32-year-old Kalu Sarki and 20-year-old Santa Bahadur Chalaune are still unaccounted. Meanwhile, the Safe Bagar Martadi Road is unlikely to come into operation as soon as the road has been damaged by the Buriganga River in Bajuda District. The effort to bring the road into operation has failed due to the continuous mudslide. The major opposition party, Nepali Congress, has suggested Nepal Rashtra Bank to simplify the work procedure related to refinancing as stated in its monetary policy. The work procedure and circular on refinancing can be simplified to create atmosphere favorable for its maximum utilization. Nepali Congress's Central Special Committee on Investment, Infrastructure and Employment stated that some important issues suggested by it earlier were also included in the recent monetary policy. Committee coordinator and lawmaker Binod Chaudhary said the availability of monetary sources for the concessional loan was good initiative to rescue the entrepreneurs who have suffered worst by the COVID-19 pandemic, stating that though the monetary policy had guaranteed the availability of resources for the restoration of the economy. He said the purpose of the policy would remain unmet if there was no correction for investment environment. The Bagmati state government has decided to construct houses for those suffering worst in the landslides and flood in different parts of the state. People losing houses in disaster will have the assistance for the construction. However, the land for the construction of settlement should be provided by the concerned local levels. State's Disaster Management Direction Committee also took the decision to immediately provide relief materials to the households which suffered worst in the landslides and floods in Sindhupalchak district. The meeting held under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Dormani Powdal decided for the distribution of the relief materials. Earlier, the committee had announced the relief of 100,000 rupees each to the family which had lost the family member in the natural disaster. Senior leader of Nepali Congress Ramchandra Paudel has urged the mountaineers to popularize Nepal's identity in the international arena via mountain tourism. While welcoming new entrants to the party in Kathmandu yesterday, senior leader Paudel also urged the youths to make the mountain tourism a hub for adventurous sports. He also urged the mountaineers. He also said that the mountaineering was an adventurous job and good source of bringing foreign currency. On a different note, leader Paudel urged the party cadres not to indulge in groupism but to follow the party system. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Israeli police used water cannons to disperse demonstrators around Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence on Saturday as protest mounted against him over alleged corruption and his handling of the coronavirus crisis. Hit by high unemployment, a sharp rise in COVID-19 cases and reimposed coronavirus curbs, Israelis have taken to the streets in almost daily demonstrations against the government. Public anger has been compounded by corruption alleged against Netanyahu, who went on trial in May for bribery, fraud and breach of trust charges, which he denies. In Jerusalem, hundreds gathered outside the Prime Minister's residence and then marched through the streets calling for Netanyahu's resignation as police used water cannons to disperse the crowds. At least two people were arrested. Meanwhile, European Union leaders failed to agree on a massive stimulus fund to revive their coronavirus-hammered economies after 2 days of fraught negotiations, but extended their summit for another day to try to overcome their differences. Now on to the world's coronavirus update. The Worldometer has put the total number of coronavirus cases to more than 14,420,000, with more than 600,000 deaths globally. Meanwhile, more than 8.6 million people have also recovered from the infection since the pandemic began. There are more than 5.14 million cases, active cases of coronavirus across the world. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudar Paschim province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Communist Party Secretariat meeting agrees on strengthening party unity by resolving intra-party problems. President Vidyadevi Bhandari meets Communist Party Chairman Duo. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Gyawali says talks of change in government baseless. Monsoon to become active from today. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges people to remain alert. And coronavirus cases worldwide reach 14.42 million. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.